All right, members, we now move on to item five. This is a follow-up to a briefing we had a few months ago when we looked at what was going to happen above the exhibition station site on the Sha Tin to Central link. We expressed the wish, if you like, or the interest in learning more about the planning brief that was being prepared by the planning department. Planning department has now completed that exercise, and I think they're going to brief us on the planning brief. So may I hand over to the two representatives from the planning department and welcome you. And if I can find my script. Yeah, sorry. Elsa and Polly from the planning department. Who's going to brief us?
Thank you, Chairman. I would like to use Cantonese for the presentation.
Please do. Okay. Please do. Thank you.
我哋今日咧主要咧係就住沙中線會展站綜合發展區用地咧嘅規劃大綱草稿咧係諮詢海濱發展專責小組嘅意見嘅。 首先，沙中線會展站嘅綜合發展區用地咧，係面積大約係1.65公頃嘅，喺灣仔海旁嘅位置，附近咧就係會展站同埋會展新翼啦。咁現時咧喺地盤嗰度咧，中間咧主要係一個公共運輸交匯處，東面咧就係港灣道體育館、灣仔游泳池，同埋一個公廁嘅。 咁未來咧，呢一個位置咧，其實係一個重要嘅交通樞紐啦。咁沙中線同埋北港島線嘅鐵路站咧，就會喺呢個位置嘅。咁地面嘅中間部分咧，其實咧係預留嚟咧係從事咧一個公共交通交匯處嘅。而兩邊咧就係會係地鐵站嘅出入口啦。咁西面嘅位置咧，亦都會有兩個鐵路嘅通風塔。 而東面咧，亦都會有一個鐵路嘅通風大樓嘅。咁原本嘅港灣道體育館同埋灣仔游泳池咧，就會喺西南面呢幅用地咧係重置嘅。咁呢幅用地咧喺灣仔北分區計劃大綱圖草圖上面咧，經已改劃咗做綜合發展區地帶㗎啦。咁喺上年嘅5月24號咧，亦都刊憲。 咁而我哋喺上年嘅6月7號咧，亦都曾經就住呢一個修訂項目咧，係諮詢港島區海濱發展專責小組嘅意見嘅。咁喺今年嘅2月咧，有關嘅草圖咧已經係提交咗俾行政長官、行政長官會同行政會議核准。咁亦都喺2月28號咧就係刊憲㗎啦。 咁就住綜合發展區地帶嘅會展站上蓋發展咧，咁我哋就擬備咗一份規劃大綱啦，就係為未來發展咧係提供指引嘅。大綱咧係主要列明咧用地嘅發展參數啦、規劃同埋設計嘅要求，就方便日後咧申請人咧係擬備發展藍圖，提交俾城規會審議嘅。 咁大綱咧，亦都列明咗用地嘅規劃意向啦，主要咧係做綜合發展啦，係以會議設施為主，同埋其他與商業有關嘅用途，亦都會有鐵路車站嘅設施啦、公共運輸交匯處同埋其他輔助嘅設施嘅。咁喺發展管制方面咧，大綱咧就係列明咧。 建築物嘅高度咧係主水平基準上50米嘅，而申請人咧亦都需要就住未來嘅發展咧係提交總綱發展藍圖。咁因為海用地咧係一個海旁嘅地段啦，咁城市設計嘅要求咧係會係一個重點。咁申請人咧需要咧係採納高低有致嘅建築設計，配合海濱嘅景緻啦，亦都需要同會展新翼同埋未來海濱長廊嘅設計咧係相互之間協調嘅。 咁我哋亦都鼓勵咧申請人咧係採納一啲創新嘅設計啦，係需要融合上蓋未來發展嘅設計同埋鐵路車站咧嘅外部設計嘅。咁另外咧，申請人亦都需要伸延同埋優化而家嘅行人通道網絡啦，係利用平台同埋連接現時嘅高架行人道路網啦，進一步改善而家個行人通道嘅連接嘅。 咁另外咧，喺西北邊嘅用地呢個部分咧，咁我哋亦都希望申請人咧係利用一啲優質嘅綠化，盡量減低呢兩個通風塔咧，對於附近造成嘅視覺影響嘅。而建築物咧，沿住P 二路同埋菲林明道嘅部分咧，亦都希望可以向後移，騰出空間咧係進一步進行綠化嘅。咁另外咧，亦都列明咧，申請人咧需要改善街景啦、市容啦，利用優質嘅物料咧鋪設路面，喺地面咧亦都需要設置街道裝置啦、照明設施、種植樹木同埋進行綠化。咁喺休憩用地方面嘅要求咧，申請人咧就需要喺西北邊呢個部分咧，就係闢設一個不少於1300平方米嘅公眾休憩用地嘅。而申請人咧係需要負責興建、管理同埋維修保養嘅。咁而呢幅公眾休憩用地咧，至少有30%嘅地方咧係需要係綠化用地，而休憩用地咧亦都需要採納咧優質嘅景觀設計嘅。咁喺園景要求方面咧，申請人咧係需要咧係提交一份園景設計總圖。咁用地咧至少有20%嘅地方咧係綠化用地，當中咧係唔可以包括咧公眾休憩用地嘅。咁而喺地面咧，亦都需要申請人咧係進行美化工程啦，提供舒適嘅步行環境。咁喺設施方面咧，因為咧受呢個興建嘅影響啦，咁有個公廁咧係需要喺呢個地盤就係重置嘅，同埋有關嘅儲物室。咁咧個整體總樓面面積咧分別就係99平方米同埋43平方米嘅。咁喺公共交通同埋上落客貨設施嘅要求方面咧，申請人咧需要喺地面咧就重置一個公共交通交匯處嘅，而相關嘅設計咧係需要得到運輸處處長嘅同意，而申請人按呢個交通影響評估嘅建議咧，亦都需要為未來嗰個上蓋發展咧係提供附屬嘅上落客貨設施、車位、路旁嘅停車處，而呢個建議咧亦都需要得到運輸處處長嘅同意嘅。咁喺行人通道方面嘅要求咧，咁申請人咧需要喺上蓋發展嘅平台層咧，就提供一條24小時開放嘅公共通道，就連接北面、西面同埋北面、南面同埋西面嘅。咁而呢條通道咧係必須由申請人咧係管理同埋維修保養，而申請人咧另外亦都需要咧係興建一條24小時開放嘅公共行人天橋咧，係連接平台層同埋會展嘅新翼嘅。咁申請人咧係需要負責管理同埋維修保養。咁除此之外咧，申請人亦都要需要喺平台層咧預留一個連接點，係方便日後咧接駁咧灣仔二期發展工程咧將會興建嘅一個高架園景平台，咁樣咧就令到嗰個行人通道咧可以直接伸延出海濱。咁另外喺東面咧亦都需要預留一個連接點，就係方便日後咧係接駁位於東面咧跨越呢個道路自道嘅一個可能性嘅通道嘅。最後大綱亦都清楚列明申請人是需要就住環境、交通、排水、排污、空氣流通和視覺影響方面是做提交這個技術評估的。在草擬這份規劃大綱的時候，我們亦都參照了海港規劃的原則。首先在保護維港方面，這項發展是不會涉及前海的。第二，在公眾參與方面，我們在6月亦都會諮詢灣仔區議會，收集到的意見會連同修訂後的規劃大綱一併就提交給城規會轄下的都會規劃小組委員會是審議的。而第三，可持續發展方面，建議的上蓋發展其實是提供了機會是讓我們更加有效同埋善用土地資源嘅，促進呢個會議同埋旅遊業嘅發展啦。咁而綜合發展區嘅地帶咧，對發展嘅組合咧，規模同埋設計咧，都有可以實施到咧適當嘅規管，確保發展咧係唔會對於環境帶嚟負面影響嘅。咁另外綜合規劃嗰方面咧，喺綜合申請人咧係需要就住未來嘅發展咧係提交總綱 發展藍圖嘅，同埋相關嘅技術評估報告。咁透過呢、這個大綱咧，其實亦都清楚列明咗詳細嘅規劃同埋發展嘅要求嘅。咁可以為申請人咧提供咗一個指引，確保發展咧可以同海濱環境咧係融合嘅。咁第五咧，喺積極改善海港方面咧，建議嘅上角發展咧，可以提供更多加多元化嘅土地用途啦，而且亦都係一個機會咧，可以興建一個地標式嘅建築，咁令到咧海港嘅地區咧更具活力嘅。咁同樣咧，第六項咧，朝氣蓬勃嘅海港方面咧，亦都一樣，上角發展咧係有助於引入更加多元化嘅土地用途啦，增加海濱區嘅活力嘅。咁第七項咧，交通暢達嘅海港咧，其實透過喺大綱度列明咧，需要喺上蓋平台層咧係提供公共通道咧，嗰方面咧就可以提供一個更加直接嘅聯繫，係通往海濱嘅。咁而內陸嘅地方，灣仔內陸嘅地方咧，透過呢個公共通道咧，亦都可以更暢達咁咧去連接海濱，加強咗個行人嘅聯繫。咁最後咧，公眾享用嘅地方咧，其實喺用地嘅西北邊咧，就會劃設一個1300平方米嘅公眾休憩用地啦。而且平台層嘅公共空間咧，公共通道咧，亦都係俾公眾使用嘅，係俾公眾咧提供咗用地咧，係俾公眾享用嘅。咁最後咧，我哋喺5月9號咧，其實都得到城規會嘅同意咧，係就住大綱嘅草案咧，係諮詢海濱專責小組啦，同埋灣仔區議會嘅。咁我哋今日咧都歡迎委員咧就住大綱咧係提出你哋嘅意見啦。咁喺收集咗相關意見之後咧，我哋就會連同修訂的大綱咧，就一併提交俾城規會下的都會規劃小組委員會咧，係再審議同埋考慮嘅。我個簡報完畢，多謝。
Thank you very much. Thank you. You've probably seen tabled a note from Mr. Zimmerman, who is a member of this task force, who unfortunately can't be with us today. So.When in a minute you respond to members' questions and comments, can you please also try and respond to his note, the points he makes in his note? He's particularly worried about the nature of the transport interchange we're creating, if you like, below the podium in this particular case. And he quotes examples like Exchange Square, Cyberport, Cowland Station, etc., where... there are clear conflicts, if you like, between the public and the other users of the transport interchange. So if you could pick that up in comments, that would be good. My only observation is that this brief seems to focus almost exclusively on what happens at grade, if you like, and to a lesser extent what happens at the podium. There's only passing remarks about a landmark building and what happens topside. I'm surprised there hasn't been, if you like, some focus on topside as well as what happens at grade and what happens on the podium. Because you're going to create a very significant envelope, if I may describe it that way, building mass. And I just wonder whether this had been considered when you've been drawing up the brief.It's a very significant building in terms of building mass, albeit that it's only 50 metres high, and it doesn't seem to be talked about in any great detail within the brief. So that we might just want to pick that up. What I suggest we do, if you agree, is let's collect together members' comments, and then you can respond collectively to those comments in a few minutes. So we'll collect six, eight comments from members, and then...I'll ask you to respond. I think that's the best way to do it. Please. Thank you. First comment.
Thank you, Chairman. And may I respond in Cantonese?
Please, please.
這個是一個很相大的西的發展，我想看看呢，就有沒有 make provision 考慮，現在政府發展地下商業地，就包括維園，如果維園那個真的高 ahead 的話去進行，會沒有考慮這裡其實都可以發展一個地下商業街，然後將沿住海濱做一條商業街拎 up， 將來發展，咁你可能會減輕咗好多 路面交通人流的發展都是很用，因為你簡單的一個圍院可能是比較 isolated， 那這裡將來是一個很吸引遊客和人的地方。如果你這裡將來的地鐵站的出口加上會展的人流，那現在你跟著可以引申有一條地下街，只是在地下街可以駁過銅鑼灣那邊去到圍院的地下商業區的發展呢，那我們香港島北面這邊有一個很相當大的一個商業的發展。咁唔知你，因為你而家呢個係一個規劃大綱嘅嘢，有冇起碼會唔會考慮方面叫個將來嘅人咧諗下有啲咁嘅 provision 咧？咁我覺得橫掂今次你都發展嘅地下呢、這個出口，係咪應該呢個時候都要諗埋喺向地下發展？因為你上面已經唔可以發展得15米高，咁係咪應該向下邊諗下點樣發展，增加土地嘅用途咧？多謝主席。
Thank you. All right, the possibility of underground development, if you can pick that up in a minute.Please, Andy. Thank you.
主席，我都用廣東話問好嘛。其實我諗睇翻個 planning brief 咧，就即係呢一個位置咧，成個灣仔北咧，就即係將來即係連接海濱嗰個作用咧，就非常之大嘅。咁但係咧，似乎喺個 planning brief 咧冇一個注腳咧，係特別去提出將來點同而家向北邊。路嘅 P2 路嘅北邊，而家我諗將來一個好大嘅海濱嘅用地咧。其實我諗呢個會喺上一次亦都有個 item 就講咗個 Urban Design Study for One China North and North Point 即係呢個 study 咧。咁似乎咧，而家你定喺呢張圖呢個圖紙度咧，係只係維持一個中間嘅一個向北邊。橫過馬路的一個接駁口咧，係咪略為即係簡單化了呢樣嘢咧？咁樣即係我相信，當然咧喺嗰個Urban Design Study 嗰個未曾發生或者未曾有一啲即係方案出嚟咧，好難定到呢個位置。但係起碼講呢個 planning briefing 留一啲彈性嘅空間，令到路嘅北邊同埋而家呢個地塊嗰個規劃咧有一個聯繫性。咁呢有一樣嘢啦，第二樣嘢咧就係、是。亦都係一個所謂 pedestrian connection 嘅 issue 咧，就係話睇翻而家最尾嗰張圖咧，啲藍色嗰個 connection 喺西邊嗰邊咧，就由呢一個西邊接翻上去會展新翼呢一個咧，似乎呢條線係相當 arbitrary 嘅。咁當然啦，我諗即係亦都係冇有一個方案好難定得到，但係似乎嚟講咧，呢度我諗可能係唔係將來呢一度。亦都要留翻一啲，係咪可能要過咗去個路嘅北邊，又先再向西邊駁嗰個會展新翼咧，定點咧？咁即係似乎我諗呢啲咁嘅彈性咧，喺個 planning brief 咧有留一啲空間喺度。如果唔係咧，將來我諗相信可能即係呢個地塊嗰個細節嘅設計，或者係北邊嗰個規劃嗰個 urban design 都出嚟都係綁手綁腳咯。OK， 唔該，主席。
All right, concerns about connectivity. Anybody else?Wish to say anything? Sujata, please.
Yeah, I think, thank you, Chairman. This is a very important site. I remember years ago I worked on this for the MTR. But I'm just wondering, can we get more three-dimensional in the planning brief itself when we're asking about, you know, what happens at different levels, as the Chairman had mentioned?And also the visual corridors where the, you know, the tower, whatever would be on top, how they relate to the existing environment around, like either the hinterland or the CEC to the west, and also Causeway Bay. And I think the idea of the underground retail is probably a good thing because like the...I think ION in Singapore is quite successful. But more importantly, I only see one connection north-south. Is that too limiting? And I thought when I did this, even the connection going to the, directly to the convention center was very important because you'll have a huge number of, a lot of people coming out from there and trying to access this future station.So, and I think the PTI, I think one thing I would agree with some of the comments Paul has over here is all our PTI interchanges are very standard, very utilitarian, what would you do to make sure that this is something which will set the tone for future PTIs? It should be completely different. It should be a great place and not just a place to take the bus and go somewhere else or take a taxi. So I think really looking at it from a more placemaking perspective and having a lot of urban design elements into this, built in, into the brief, and looking at three-dimensional would be important. Thank you.
All right, so three-dimensional approach for the purpose of the brief. Anybody else wish to comment, please? Yes. Thank you.
Chairman, I'd like to ask staff from Plan D about the design at the pedestrian level. It seems like we're just showing plans, but there's no sections, elevations on how the street level being integrated with different levels of this massive building and open space. Thank you.
Again, reiteration, need for three-dimensional approach, please.
Chairman, since this is a PTI, I certainly recall that we have now still face a big traffic jam, particularly the public transport. We still found many buses, coaches, coming from New Territory East. After they go through the East Harbour Tunnel, they go to Central. Why necessary? This PTI, is it possible to become a final destination for any transport coming from New Territory East and stop here instead go to Central again? So all unknown here, and then they go to underground, MTR, and so on. I think this place, and also in somewhere in the eastern part of the island side, and stop any more traffic going in the central, may help to relieve the future traffic jam in Hennessy Road and Queen's Road Central, and so on. So, I think the planning department, together with the transport department, should think that to let this traffic come from the west. Terminate at the west side of the island, coming from east to start at the east or the farther go to the Wan Chai instead of go to the central again. That will help us improve the air quality and also to improve all the traffic jam. So this PTI should be, I think, should utilize much better to serve this purpose. Thank you, Chairman.
Okay, all right. Increase utilization of the PTI, particularly for buses. Anything else? Peter?
I think that the idea that 20% of the site is to be green to improve the streetscape and provide a pedestrian-friendly environment is of course fine in principle. But again, we always hit this wall when it comes to actually how to achieve it. We all know that in Hong Kong, we never seem to get what we think we're getting a lot of the time. And I do share Paul Zimmerman's concerns. Essentially, I think we need to look at space definition, connectivity, usability, comfort, and the compatible interface between buildings and space. And somebody said a few moments ago, you know, it really does need to be thought about in three-dimensional terms as a piece of urban design. Quite apart from that, you know, surely people will actually, at the end of the day, want to enjoy the space on the waterfront as well. You know, so we don't just want space as a kind of set standard, you know, space just for the sake of having space. It's got to be very, very carefully designed and very carefully integrated. These PTIs are tricky things. You can make them work as a sort of individual node, but in this particular location, you know, connections and linkage and certainly the relationship ultimately to the waterfront is very important. And, you know, just a little bit like the discussion we had on the City Hall space, you know, we seem to me to be just lacking. We're stopping off at a certain area. You know, everything is very, pretty basic in terms of requirements, rather than sort of leading us on to where the real thinking is, and where the real, really clear urban design objectives are. You know, so it gives the impression somehow that, you know, we're jumping in, and you use the terms vibrant harbour, public enjoyment, accessibility. These are all words, and presenters tend to use these words almost in a matter-of-fact way, you know, that just because you create space, these are the things you expect to happen. Well, they don't actually happen. There's so many times in Hong Kong. I think we do have to take a step backwards and really try to work out how this thing is going to work before I'd be convinced that we're hitting the right level. Winnie?
Just one thing to clarify about the harbour planning principle. It is our secretariat's requirement to all our proponents to focus on the harbour planning principle when presenting projects or plans or proposals. And that's why including my project just now and all other submissions, we have asked the proponents to include all these descriptions. And this is a particular requirement from our chairman that from various task force chairmen, that we have to focus ourselves on harbour enhancement perspective. So I wish to clarify at this point in time. Thank you.
I think Peter's point was, how do you reflect them? Yeah. Innovation, I think, is probably what Peter was looking for. Innovation in terms of how we design a complex PTI of this nature. Yeah. All right. Sujata, last point, please.
I think also the in the process of, like, you know, in the planning process itself later on, I think you need to have the urban design panel, similar to, like, you know, what Paul was suggesting, is so that we make sure that whatever is actually permitted is actually good, because that can again set the precedent for future projects as well. So it's not, we don't miss the boat, basically.
Okay. Right, I think we had a good round. Would you like to respond to those comments? Thank you very much. Thank you.
And could you
pick up Mrs. Zimmerman's note as well?
Yeah.
Thank you.
多謝主席，多謝委員嘅意見。咁正如頭先我哋同事剛才介紹咧，咁今次咧嚟嘅目的咧，都希望聽大家嘅意見啦。我哋擬備咗嗰個規劃大綱咧，最主要就係俾一個方向性嘅要求咧，希望將來咧喺呢一塊地塊嗰個申請人咧，能夠咧可以參照我哋今次草擬嘅規劃大綱咧，去設計同埋咧就係按照咧將來佢哋喺就住呢一方面喺嗰、那個發展上蓋咧，就係、是、做一個評估之後咧。就是按住我哋定落嚟一啲嘅方向性嘅指标咧，可以係提供一啲更加詳細嘅設計。咁咧，特別係咧，我哋都留意到咧，其實上一次咧，我哋去做咗諮詢啦，都係聽到咧委員嘅寶貴意見咧。其實呢個地皮即係近住呢個海旁嘅重要位置啦，所以我哋咧今次嗰個規劃大綱，如果大家都留意到咧，其實有幾個重點咧，剛才就正正委員都有問到同埋提及到嘅，就係一啲設施或者係一啲特別係行人嘅通道。那個連接性和個海旁或者周邊環境的融合，或者我首先簡單介紹幾點。就著就是剛才委員其實都提及，特別是阿波其實都有提過在那個PDI 嗰個設計，咁其實咧個 PDI 個設計咧，其實就係而家咧，我哋暫定咧就會喺一個地面層嘅，咁變咗咧嗰個地面層咧，大家可以想象咧，將來咧就係一個係有蓋嘅，因為佢喺地面做咗一個交匯處之後咧，上蓋嘅發展咧就係一個變咗咧就依個交匯處咧係一個係封咗嘅，咁變咗咧我哋其實將來咧都要求呢個申請人咧就住咁嘅設計咧。是會有一個融合式的設計，是整個規劃呢是會呈交回上去城規會呢，作為呢這個主要部分之一。因為這個的交匯處呢，其實就正正呢在這裡來講呢是一個很重要的交通的設施的樞紐。我們連同這個呢會展站呢，是將會是一個我們呢就是認為呢是可以舒緩回這個
北面呢邊灣北嘅交通一個重要嘅設施。咁所以咧，我哋其實個設計咧喺個規劃大綱咧，其實有要求咧，到時佢係特別喺呢一方面咧，點樣融合，特別喺嗰個行人嗰個接駁啦，同埋設計咧係有個融合性。咁呢度咧，其實我哋會留意。咁當然頭先委員都有講啦，可唔可以即係從一個比較創新啲嘅設計？咁呢一個咧係可以喺將來喺個申請人嗰、那個計劃書度咧，我哋可以詳細即係要求佢哋再睇翻嘅。咁至於另外咧，就係、是、都有委員提及咧，就係、是、可能就係、是提及有啲嘅設施點樣可以令到咧係呢一度係有個特色，同埋咧就係、是可能有別於咧其他一啲一般嘅或者係政府嘅設計。咁因為呢一個都係申請人裏邊要提交，包括頭先我哋剛才講嗰個公用嘅洗手間啦，同埋個儲物室啦，連埋呢、這個即係公共交通交匯處啦。咁所以呢一啲咁嘅公共設施咧，都會係咧係作為今次呢一個發展嘅裏邊嘅公用設施，而佢嘅設計位置詳細嗰個佈局咧，其實都會係包容翻將來佢嗰、那個總綱發展藍圖嘅。咁咧至於嗰、那個通道嗰方面啦，其實如果大家有留意咧，我哋其實咧就係睇翻呢個地點咧，就係、佢地面層咧，除咗個交匯處咧，仲有咧東西兩旁咧，其實就係嗰、那個。即係地鐵站將來會展站出口啦，另外咧平台嗰度咧其實都係會通上去咧平台位置嘅。咁大家都知道咧，而家平台啦其實咧就係、連接住咧南邊咧係可以去翻咧就灣仔嗰個地鐵站嘅。咁今次我哋嗰個要求咧，其實就雖然大綱圖咧喺北面咧，大家都頭先有委員提及，會唔會就係話喺中間淨係北面嗰部分咧連接咗呢一個即係海旁嘅地區？咁變咗會唔會係有其他可以更加即係好啲嘅選擇咧？咁我哋咧而家跟翻嗰個大綱圖咧，所以北面咧連接嗰、那個海旁嗰個公用休憩用地咧，就係按照我哋而家目前大綱圖呢一個設計。但係咧，其實我哋係有要求到咧，除咗剛才我同事介紹咧，即係喺東南西北面嗰個接駁之外咧，喺平台上面之外咧，其實咧整個喺呢一個發展同埋周邊環境個連繫性，佢個設計同埋佢個嗰個流程嗰、那個方向性係點樣，行人方便將來點樣走嘅方向性咧，其實咧佢都係需要做一個檢視同埋呈交翻喺佢嗰個計劃書裏邊嘅。咁即係話咧，我哋除咗今次特別指定咗咧喺東南西北面，喺大家睇到今次嗰個規劃大綱所定嗰個主要方向性之外咧，其實呢個申請人咧會按住佢將來做完評估，特別係交通影響評估，同埋咧佢嗰個特別個設計，然後咧就會再做一個詳細嗰個檢視咧，特別喺個行人嗰個連接性咧，點樣同周邊無論喺設計同埋嗰個通道嘅流即係嗰個設計咧，其實佢都係要做一個檢視，然後提交翻佢嘅計劃書裏邊嘅。咁所以咧呢一個亦都係會將來咧係會呈交翻即係城規會嗰邊審批咯。咁另外咧就地下街嗰個商業，即係地下街個提議啦。咁大家可以留意翻咧，其實我哋呢一個上蓋發展咧，正正咧地面層就係一個公用設施，咁但係咧其實佢咧嗰個會展站咧就係喺呢一個地點嘅下邊，即係底層嘅。咁所以咧就暫時個設計嚟講咧，下邊咧將會就係咧沙中線啦，同埋將來北港島線嗰、那個車站大堂嚟嘅。咁變咗，如果即係大家想即係提議有一個地下嘅商業街，將來會唔會係更加好嘅個規劃咧？其實呢一個咧就現階段咧，我得翻嚟嘅資料咧，應該就係、是可能就係一個係仍然以一個車站大堂為主咯。咁變咗喺而家呢個階段，仲會唔會容納到即係有一個譬如地下商業街個構思咧？我相信我哋或者翻去要同翻即係地鐵公司嗰邊咧反映翻委員嗰、那個即係最新嘅意見咯嚇。咁另外咧就係、是我哋都有留意到咧就係、是頭先剛才都有講到咧，就係話如果喺一個視覺影響方面咧，即係會唔會喺呢一度我哋點樣可以有信心啲，可以睇到將來即係點樣可以控制到？因為海邊呢邊咧，其實我哋嗰個規劃意向咧都係一個低矮密 即係低矮嗰個建築物為主要嘅。咁而我哋亦都訂立咗一個咧，就係法定咧，就係呢個建築物最高都唔會超越呢個主水平基準上50米啦。咁變咗咧，就係話大家都有留意咧，其實佢咧東西兩邊咧都有將來咧係會展站呢個通風大樓同埋通風塔嘅。咁所以咧，其實佢將來咧，其實要兼顧埋，仲要咧，我哋頭先剛才介紹咧，喺西北角嗰邊咧，係一個不少於1300平方米嘅休憩用地。咁變咗其實咧，佢其實都要咧有一啲嘅限制。咁所以咧，我哋特別咧喺嗰個發展個規劃咧，就係只係定嗰個總高度，因為變咗佢要需要容納翻咁多個公用設施啦。咁變咗咧，我哋希望留有一個彈性咧，俾將來嗰個設計人咧係就住呢個位置咧，係睇下可唔可以重用個空間，而將佢個設計係可以融合翻我哋個規劃目標。但係我哋咧其實都有邀請咧呢個係需要申請人係需要咧提交一個視覺影響評估嘅。咁變咗咧相信咧就係話將來咧其實佢會除咗佢自己主要嗰個主體建築物咧，連佢嗰個外形嘅設計啦，甚至乎顏色啦、用料咧，係都係需要咧就係我哋希望佢提交翻喺佢嗰個總光發展藍圖啦，係用一啲構圖或者一啲即係相片咧展示翻俾城規會知道嘅。咁至於咧就係我哋嗰個融合設計嗰方面啦，咁譬如頭先剛才講咧，如果有委員都講話，譬如話喺會展嗰個新翼或者會展嗰邊個接駁咧，其實我哋依家大家可以睇到咧，我哋而家依個規劃大綱咧，只係一個比較叫 indicative 嘅形式嘅，咁主要咧，我哋嘅目標係希望咧，佢可以喺東南，即係四面東南西北方向咧，喺個平台嗰方面或者地面方面咧，都希望有個比較暢順同埋一個更加好嘅連接。咁變咗我而家定位雖然指向咧係一個會展嘅新翼啦，咁依個咧都係佢必須嘅。但係如果佢將來喺作咗呢一個評估而一個檢視之後咧，佢同運輸署或者有關嗰個部門傾完之後，如果有一啲更加好嘅方案咧，我哋都可以即係再考慮嘅嚇。
Anything else you want to add？
另外一個亦都有委員咧就講話會唔會一個設計即係檢視嗰個機制咧，咁或者我回應翻，咁其實咧我哋個意向咧就係話，一般咧佢哋申請人咧就提交咗，即係提交向城規會咧係遞交呢個總綱發展藍圖嘅時候咧，剛才我講咧，除咗係包括各項嗰個評估之外咧，亦都係將所有我哋按照翻今次嗰個草擬嘅規劃大綱咧，佢係要做翻嗰個視覺影響評估啦、通風影響評估之外咧，其實仲要係一啲圖質咧去顯示翻佢點樣同嗰個海旁嗰個設計同埋詳細嘅設計嗰個融合同埋嗰個設計圖嘅。咁變咗呢一啲咧都係要提交俾城規會審批啦。咁如果有需要咧，其實特別係一啲咁重要嘅特別位置咧，其實都可以邀請咧申請人咧嚟到委員會呢邊咧係簡介。即係可以再同大家詳細咁樣去介紹咯，到時。
All right, thank you very much. I mean, I think we understand where we are now. I think my concern is that the commission remains involved on an ongoing basis, if you like. What are the steps that you're going to take now? You're going to refine the planning brief, and then you're going back to the town planning board, and then the site presumably will be bid out with the brief, and someone will be successful, and then you're suggesting that you would then come to us with bring the successful applicant to see us with his planning brief, with his master plan solution. Is that what you're suggesting?
係嗱，今次咧徵詢完之後咧，其實我哋咧就會向翻城規會咧就反映翻我哋經過諮詢之後咧，收集咗意見咧，然後有一個確定翻嗰個規劃大綱啦。咁城規會咧就係完成咗佢審議個規劃大綱之後咧，咁就睇翻呢塊土地咧，就會將來睇翻個申請。請人咧，佢會按照呢個規劃大綱同埋我哋嘅分區計劃大綱圖嘅要求咧，就係提交呢個發展嗰個建議書。 包括咧就係會做一個各項嘅影響嘅評估啦，同埋擬備呢個總綱嘅發展藍圖啦。咁變咗咧，亦都可以咧喺城規遞交城規會審批之前咧，亦都可以向委員即係做一個簡介，收集翻意見，然後整理咗之後咧，佢可以都係歸納翻佢嗰個計劃書裏邊咧，然後先向城規會都得嘅。呢、这個我覺得就會變咗咧，下一階段大家到時咧就可以睇翻嗰個詳細，即係申請人個詳細計劃書咧，你哋即係會可以再俾多啲嘅意見咯。嗯。
Sorry, you keep talking about the applicant. Who is going to be the applicant?
暫時未知嘅，咁但係因為呢一個亦都可以，我哋將來係建議個申請人可以先就住呢塊土地，因為比較重要嘅位置咧，係可以即係向翻大家介紹先咯嚇。
Well, I think it's very important that we are kept in the picture, and that the applicant, whoever that applicant is, be it government or be it a private sector, does come to us with the master plan and consults us before. It's endorsed by the town planning board. Yep. All right. Members, any other comments? I think this is work in progress, something we need to keep a close eye on. It's a crucial site. Please take our comments back to the town planning board. We are concerned, we remain concerned about the future of this site. It's a very, very key site in terms of the future of the waterfront. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you.